She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, and somebody we've missed over the last couple of weeks because we've been defending freedom with our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. That meant that we weren't able to do our parenting segment on Wednesdays, and I was very sad about that. But Shelley Goldberg is back, and she's ready to talk summer, and I love it when we talk food, Shelley. You get my attention, summer break, which was always a very positive place for me when I was a kid, and food, the combination of the two, makes me a very happy person. Anyway, welcome back. Happy summer to you so far.
Well, thank you. Food, food, food. Kevin, I want to cook with you. That's what I want to do.
We got to set that up.
Yes. I mean, this is for, you know, in the forefront of your mind. You just love to cook.
I love food. Whether you cook it, whether my bride cooks it, whether Chef Burt cooks it, you know, whoever, I'm happy eating the food. Yes, I'm very good with that.
All right. So here's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's the holiday weekend. You know, I'm traveling and I'm going to the store and I'm looking at the produce department and I'm looking at all that delicious food and the fruits and the vegetables. And I see the section organic. Non-organic, and like most people, which one do I buy, and for what product? Organic tends to be, you know, often more expensive, but what are we supposed to do? So I thought I would make it a little easier for your listeners. There's a group called the Environmental Working Group, and they're nonprofit, and what they do every year, they do their own analysis, their own private analysis of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's pesticide testing.
Okay.
And what they basically tell us is, look, you don't have to buy everything organic, but you know what? Kevin, Shelley, when you're buying, at least with these products, they tend to have more pesticide levels, higher pesticide levels than the other products. Try and get organic. Their list this year, for the first time, Kevin, has kale. That new magical, product that's in every single salad bar.
Yeah.
Kale is now on the list from the Environmental Working Group of products and produce that you should buy organic.
All right.
Here's some of the others on the list. Strawberries top the list, especially for the summer. Spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, and certain potatoes.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't know if you were aware of this, Kevin, but even when you take that wonderful shiny apple and you put it, under the water, with soap and water,
yeah,
you're really not going to be able to remove all of the pesticides.
Oh, you're depressing me now.
Yeah, so for those. But I have good news, too, good news. And that is there's also a list of fruits and vegetables that you really don't have to buy organic. And more often than not, they have a shell around them. And so they're protected. They are the avocado, papaya, eggplant, asparagus, cauliflower, cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe.
Yep.
And a honeydew melon. There are more on the list, but broccoli. But those are the fruits and vegetables you really don't have to buy organic and spend the extra money. So what goes on in your house with you?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we kind of pick and choose. And I don't know that we've ever used the Environmental Working Group's list, but we're definitely going to check that out now. I know that we have pretty specific. So the lovely bride is fairly picky about the food choices for the family. And she'll usually buy organically fed beef. Like, she doesn't get just regular beef. She'll get the organically fed beef if she's going to get a roast or steak or something like that. In terms of veggies, she's pretty good with organic almost anything except for, and you mentioned the apple, she doesn't like organic Granny Smiths because some reason they come out all mealy and they're like softer and she likes a really tough crunch when she bites into a Granny Smith apple. So she holds out for the regulars on that. But everything else, I think she's fine doing it. And she's the more she's read about nutrition and so forth, obviously the more she's taking that into consideration. And something I didn't know about kale until just recently is that eating it raw is actually not all that beneficial to your system if you're trying to get the nutrients out of it.
That's right.
Slightly
That's
steamed right. is the way you're supposed to eat it, because it just breaks the fibers down a little bit, and that allows some of that nutrition to get into you, which my friend Dr. Douglas Howard from Balanced Nature was explaining to me is the way your body absorbs the stuff that it has. In other words, it'll just push on through. And it's kind of hard to break down for your body anyway. So, yeah, good stuff today, Shelley. Thank you for helping us eat healthy and know the Environmental Working Group. Check out their list, what you should, what you shouldn't get when it comes to organic, and then be teaching your kids about it at the same time. That's the whole reason we do this.
And by the way, Kevin, these are all fruits and vegetables that we should be eating. They have incredible nutritional value. But if you're eating them, if they're a favorite of yours, if strawberries is a favorite of yours, and you know it's on the list, and it has more pesticides than the others, why not?
Yeah.
Well,
if it's better for you, that's the thinking. And as long as it's not terribly more expensive. And I think if you shop due diligence, it always works out for you. Shelley Goldberg, thank you for your help today. It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. Stay with us.